Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Ready? All right, we're with State Senator Chris Jacobs. You recently introduced a law which would essentially counteract the green light law. Why'd you want to introduce this?
Correct. I voted against the green light bill when it was introduced in June. It was a very close vote. Actually, a good amount of Democrats voted against it as well. I just think it's such a bad piece of legislation for so many reasons. And I think a lot of legislators who went back home to their districts who had voted for it are having buyer's remorse. They're hearing from their constituents that they're very upset by it. The constituents are offended by it. They think laws matter and people shouldn't be rewarded by the privilege of driver's licenses when they're not in a legal status.
I asked Attorney General Tish James about it today. She believes it is constitutional. Why do you believe it is unconstitutional?
Well, I believe there's a very good case to be made that it is unconstitutional because of the fact that it is hindering local law enforcement and our local county clerks and DMVs from working with federal law enforcement. But also, aside from the constitutionality, I just think it's wrong on the principle that if somebody's not here legally, they shouldn't be rewarded. We have laws for a reason. Laws are supposed to be adhered to, and we shouldn't bend or break laws to bend over backwards for people who aren't here in a legal status. That needs to be resolved, and I think that's the principal reason. I also think there's some real problems in terms of elements of the law that make it hard for DMVs to share critical information with law enforcement, keeping law enforcement safe. And finally, I think there's going to be a great likelihood for voter fraud because how easy it is going to be for people who are not here legally to register to vote.
If state Supreme Court says, okay, this thing is constitutional, do you plan to fight it forward?
Absolutely. This case is more on the principle that I think it is wrong, that laws are there for a reason, and we shouldn't allow people who are here breaking the law and reward them with driver's licenses. It's beyond the constitutionality of it. So I will continue to fight for it, and it would only pass by about 3 votes in the Senate. So I really think if another vote was held in the Senate, it could be a very different decision.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.